Visiting today with PCM Head Boys Wrestling Coach Rusty Voss. Coach, you know, you guys, you looked at your last three meets, you know, your conference meet at Roland Story, then you went to Urbandale on a Saturday, and then kind of ended the regular season at that Fairfield meet this past Saturday. You know, how do you feel kind of overall those three meets went for you guys?
The conference was okay. We had some kids sick, but they kind of fought through it a little bit and did okay. And there's some kids I thought could have, we left a few matches on the mat, but then so we had, that night I had actually three kids actually get sick, and then they we didn't have but five guys go to Ed Winger on Saturday. He went on Saturday and wrestled really well. He looked really, really good. He got beat by a kid from Glenwood in the quarterfinals, but ended up coming back and beating him pretty well and back for third and fourth place. So he looked really good, and he's actually, that's Fairfield. He looked really good in Fairfield. Overall at Fairfield this last Saturday, we had some JV kids in the lineup here and there. Right now we're just trying to get over all the sicknesses, and everybody else is too. But we did okay down there. We got third place as a team, and we had King Clark, like I said, did well. Caliber Fry looked really good in his bracket. He won his bracket. I didn't wrestle Tucker Wheeler because he's been sick, and we're just trying to get him healed back up and back healthy and get ready to go for district. So we're sitting in a good spot. We're just being strategic about what we're doing in practices right now and getting ready for a week from Saturday.
You know, that meet, that conference meet, Caden Clark got his, he's had an excellent season, but he got his 100th pin. You know, kind of how neat is that to see as a coach for a guy that, which is, I would assume, somewhat of a rare feat in high school wrestling.
Yeah, that's a lot of pins, but, you know, big guys, they pin or get pinned a lot of times, but no, he's done really well. He's actually picked up his game. He really, Ed Winger, he figured a few things out, and I was standing beside a Boone coach or somebody, and he was out there wrestling. I saw him do a couple things that we've been wanting him to do since he's a freshman in high school. And I think that Boone coach thought I was a little crazy, but he took a couple kids down, what's been talking about forever, and he's just doing really well on his feet. He's moving well. He's right now our best wrestler overall.
You know, you at the point of the season now, of course, where the regular season is done, and then you got about a 2-week wait until districts. You know, kind of what are you doing as a team to kind of get healed up and, as you mentioned, some sickness, get healthy, but also stay engaged and get ready for districts?
Yeah, you know, we took a little time off here and there. I've been giving Monday off. You know, we wrestled on Saturday, so I gave them, we have Sunday and Monday off, which helps a little bit. And then we're splitting practices up and kind of doing things. Out and played football one day. It was nice out, so we get a little aerobic exercise. We went out and played a little flag football, so we had some fun there, and just getting ready, and like you said, getting healthy and doing some things, and then get back in the wrestling room and work on technique and get some hard drilling in and a little bit of live here and there, and we'll be ready to go.
You know, what do you kind of anticipate at your district meet coming up there at Ballard? I know you got two conference teams in there with Nevada and Seidel, but maybe also a couple teams you don't have much experience wrestling.
Yeah, we got Mount Vernon and Ballard. We haven't seen either one of them, but we've seen a lot of opponents, you know, throughout our tournaments this year. They're both really good teams. They're both in the, I believe they're both in the dual tournament this weekend, if I remember looking at it last night. So they've got some really good kids in certain weights, but we're good in our weights too. So we're going to go in there and we'll see what happens, and hopefully we come out on top of a lot of the weights.
You know, guys like Caliber Fry and Tucker Wheeler who have been to the state tournament before, and Caden Clark, a guy that certainly has the potential to do it this year. You know, how do those guys continue to improve and continue to stay locked in as they approach, you know, the meet that, of course, will give them an opportunity to send themselves to state?
Yeah, we just keep talking about goals and where you're at in our goals. You know, it's kind of interesting where some of these kids are and what they were wanting to do, and some of them made their goals and some of them aren't quite there, and yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things. Just stick with your goals. That's what you guys wrote down on paper, and that's what you guys have been talking about, and we've been talking about all season. And now you got to believe it, and you got to go for it. Yeah, Caden Clark was in the state tournament when he was a freshman, so it's been a couple of years since he's been there, but he's been there also. So we've had three guys that been there at the state tournament and know how to react to that situation. So, and I've been putting them in big matches and big opportunities all season long. So it's going to be another meet, but it's the one we train for all year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and best of luck as you guys continue to prepare for district wrestling here on the horizon.
Thank you.